Pandora Music Service has been around since the dawn of the internet, a way to listen to personalized music. Did really well in the beginning, but has fallen on hard times recently with management shakeups, sinking stock prices, financial losses, customer defections. But with the new CEO, Roger Lynch, in place, he hopes to turn the place around. He stopped by USA Today recently to tell us all about it. So stay tuned to listen to Roger Lynch's plan on reviving Pandora here on Talking Tech.
Do you think the original concept, which was creating these stations based on your interest, which was cool at the time, is it still relevant?
It's still very relevant, because that what really makes that relevant is that people want to be able to play a song on demand, without a doubt. And we've enabled that now. But ultimately, most of the listening, they want a lean-back experience. Let it take over. And that's what Pandora is so good at. And that's why, if you look at the engagement on Pandora of our ad-supported product compared to, say, Spotify. Spotify, I think, is around 13 hours a month per ad-supported listener. Pandora is over 18. That's a huge delta. Over many, many tens of millions. You know, we have last quarter almost 70 million monthly active ad-supported only listeners. And that's driven by our data science and our programming capabilities.
Okay. And to the listener who walked away, mm-hmm. who walked away from Pandora and is listening to this show right now, and you want to say, come on back. Come on back because?
Because Pandora, you know, if we look at the we've surveyed listeners who would have stopped listening. What are the reasons they stopped? Four out of the five top reasons are all really restatements of the same thing. I can't play a specific song, album, playlist, latest hit, right? And you can do that now on our ad-supported product because of this premium access feature. You don't even need to be a subscriber. You can do all of that today. At the end of December, we launched a new feature called Premium Access, where now all of the on-demand capabilities that exist in our premium subscription product are accessible in our ad-supported product just by watching an ad. So you watch an ad and you go into really our premium product where you can create playlists, share playlists, listen to an album, listen to a song ad-free for a period of time. And that opens up not only a user experience, which is quite good, but it also opens up a whole new way of marketing to consumers and enables us to engage with artists to market to consumers to drive engagement on Pandora.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Thanks, Roger Lynch, for stopping by and telling us all about your plan to revive Pandora. Stay tuned. In the coming days, we'll have more excerpts from this interview, including Pandora's plan to introduce personalized podcasts, and hear more about Roger Lynch, the person, how a guy from Denver who plays guitar in a band gets a new job in California to run a music company, but still goes home for rehearsals. You'll hear it all here on Talking Tech. Again, I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.